Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily, part two for Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. I'm Blessing Adioye Jr. I'm joined by the Nitro Rifle himself, Andy Cortez.
So here's the thing, Blessing. Yeah. Okay, so Queen Rinala used to be married to Radagon.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And then they had a little bit of a divorce. They had a bit of a falling out. Something about, like, you know, maybe he never, like, put down the toilet seat and stuff like that. Things didn't work out between Radagon and Rinala. Well, then Radagon was like, hey, I kind of feel like I have like an inner woman inside of me. So then Radagon became Merica as well. Like, so Radagon and Merica are the same person, which is why if you notice whenever you fought Queen Rinala, there are no stakes of Merica nearby because Radagon is Merica and Merica hates Queen Rinala because they divorced, right?
Oh.
And the school kicked them out. And then...
You've already lost me.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to it.
We'll get back to it.
I'm so excited for this, but I haven't watched this trailer yet. I'm so excited for this. But, like, it's been so hard to avoid everything this morning, getting tagged in a whole bunch of things. And then with my ADHD brain, I forget that there is a trailer sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I just open up Twitter. I'm like, oh, get on.
Would you believe that this morning I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep out of just excitement for the day because there's so much shit happening today.
So much stuff
that we can't even talk about too. Like, yeah, the stuff we can talk about, obviously, like, very exciting stuff, but there's other stuff. So I'm like, this 4:30, I'm like, oh, I should get good sleep because I want to be good on content. I need the good sleep. And, like, I started pressuring myself to go to sleep. And after that, I was like, I might as well just pick up my Steam Deck, start playing Balatro at this point. Enough about all that. Let's talk about today's stories, which include an Elden Ring DLC trailer reaction, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live, right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. If you love what we do, support us with the Kinda Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube to get all of our shows ad-free, watch us record them live, and get a daily exclusive show. And for a chance to be part of the show, submit your thoughts and opinions as YouTube super chats as we go. Housekeeping for you: Game Showdown Live is coming to PAX East. Woo! With me and a crew of guests. If you want to come watch Kinda Funny Trivia Show live in the PAX audience, it's going down on Friday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. in the Albatross Theater. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be Jared Petty.
Oh!
And a couple more contestants that you'll hear about later.
A big hitter.
Yeah, dude. No, we're only bringing big hitters to this one. It's going to be a very exciting time.
I tried to tag along, and then some things fell through, so I will not be joining, unfortunately.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Streaking Ain't Easy, and Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is, and forever will be, the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have one story today.
Oh, a Baker's Dozen.
Because we got to make it all about Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree. The trailer for the new expansion, I can't even call it a DLC, the new expansion has dropped out of nowhere, too. We're just chilling yesterday, and then we see a tweet. 16 hours from now, the world will change. It didn't say that, but it might as well have. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
We're bringing, everybody will be united for this couple of weeks of whenever it's out. I'm so anxious to see this. I'm so excited. We know that From knows how to bring the hype with DLC. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it, Blessing. I'm ready for it.
I'm also ready for it. Barrett, run the trailer.
Foul tarnish.
That's Andy. That's not the real Vio. He sounds like he could be real Vio, but...
Pure and radiant, he wields love to shrive clean the hearts of men.
Mikala!
There is nothing more terrifying.
I'm not booting this game up this morning, too. I'm so excited to get back.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Oh, what's that?
In that forsaken place, blood must spill. Blood of your fellows. They are truly faithful.
They were never saints.
Jesus, good God.
They just happened to be on the losing side of a war.
Oh no. Is that
Sirash the lion?
No.
Who's that?
Mother.
Oh, we got snakes.
Truly lordship sanction. In one so.
This guy looks fucking sick.
Of light.
Oh shit. Oh shit!
That's awesome.
I presume you, too, are keen to know just what kind Mykonos is doing here.
Yo.
God. Oh, it's like a hippo Pokemon.
Those stripped of the grace of gold shall all meet death.
Come now, touch the withered arm, and travel to the realm of shadow. I will not be far behind. Whoa. May we meet again.
Whoa. Who's Snake Man? Snake Lady.
Isn't that Mikla?
Mikla has like white hair though. But maybe that's the red hair from Radagon's side? Or maybe I'm just seeing so much like shawl and fabric that I think it's
coming out June 21st, 2024. Andy,
can we run it back just so, and like you can mute it, but we're
gonna go through it bit by bit. But before we do,
oh God.
I want to tell people about Patreon.com/kindoffunny and YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames because that's where you can go to get the Kind of Funny membership, which allows you to get shows ad free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors. And we're back, and we're gonna go through the trailer bit by bit. We're going to break it down with Andy, but before we even do that, Andy, top level thoughts.
I'm overwhelming, right? Like, you got to assume that this price point, $40, this is going to be a behemoth of an expansion.
Oh, yeah. I'm expecting 30 hours.
I played
Elden Ring for about 100 hours. I feel like about, like, for how long they've been working on this thing, for all the different environments we're seeing in the trailer, I'm like, yo, this feels like it's going to be meaty, which I'm all about.
And plus, I think a really, really awesome thing is we saw at least maybe 5 to 6 bosses in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not full bosses, but maybe, you know, larger encounters than just fighting a normal jabroni out in the streets of the lands between. And that means that there's probably about, you know, 4 or 5 times that in the actual expansion. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm just blown away by their art direction.
Yeah.
Anytime we'd see these environmental shots with like noticing like these shots where they show like that gigantic castle and like
the god rays,
the fabric kind of becoming like the god rays looking like fabric laying down over this area. Like this looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think for me, that's like the thing that really sticks out too, is just the fact that obviously like our Elden Ring in 2022 was my pick for art direction, right? Like I feel like every moment to moment in that game where you're going to like a different location or a different region or entering a different building or structure or whatever, they find a way to make everything look striking. And even going through this trailer, there's not a missed moment where something isn't catching my eye here. Like you mentioning like how they form the god rays to look, like veils coming down from the sky. Incredible. I look at this enemy right here, like the big fire guy, and I'm like, this guy, he looks like nothing I've seen in Elden Ring so far. The big guy who I'm going to call Sucky Suck. The guy who's...
Yeah.
the Sucky Suck man. I was,
Fear unlocked.
Mr. Suck Your Head.
You know, I'm glad... the thing I'm happy about the
just
most right now...
Just throating that, you know?
Because, like, he's just fucking...
It's just all throat. It's all throat.
The goat right there. Here's the thing. Because I've been thinking about the fact that, like... Oh man, we're gonna get more Elden Ring this year. Like I gotta go back, and like
exciting.
Which is very exciting, but also kind of stressful for me a little bit because I'm like, I gotta get back in that mindset.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm about to get punished. about to like, and not even that. Like, you know, the FromSoft games always have the shit that kind of strike fear into my soul. I can play RE like Resident Evil, no problem. I can play a lot of horror games, no problem. For whatever reason, when I see the fucking hand guys in Elden Ring, I get chills and shivers and shit, right?
Yeah.
So far, the thing I'm happy about the most, no hand guys. Yeah, but I'm also like, what is gonna be the new hand guy?
What's
Sucky Suck right there? I don't know about that. You know,
well,
if I see that guy out in the wild, I might get shivers.
Well, I don't love, everybody knows I don't love a snake. You know, only good snake in my opinion.
Solid snake.
The solid one. Yeah. The solid variety. And seeing whatever boss this is, also this dude does not remind you of Rom. No, not Rom. Like the hardest Bloodborne boss. Throws his big placenta
cousin
around.
Cousin. No, not cousin. Nephew. Orphan of Cause.
Orphan of Cause.
Cousin.
It was a three-letter word. I was thinking Rom, but that's a vacuous spider. Whatever that dude was throwing, it looked like Rom throwing the placenta around.
Yeah, Orphan
you know,
of
like
Cause
that big ass thing.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. The date I think is kind of perfect.
Like yeah, June 21st.
Yeah, being in here. June, being in the summer, not being any sooner because we have a lot of other big heavy hitters around that time. I think it's all kind of perfect right now. And I'm so glad that they are taking their time with it. Like when things kind of went a little silent for a while and we were like, man, what's up with this DLC? And then they were like, hey, we're working on DLC. It's like, we expected that, but like, damn, what's up with it, right? Because, you know, usually it takes, I think past DLCs have taken around a year and a half at max to kind of be released or whatever. So this is super exciting because you know that just based on what all of the like sort of data mining that's happened with Elden Ring, there's been so much like cut content that wasn't used. And even though they wanted to use it in some way, but maybe it just didn't fit the core story or whatever. And I'm just expecting to see a lot of different environments.
Scene in this trailer that had like all the pots. And there was like the moment in the Caelid region in Elden Ring where you have to like pass two giants and then you do like this trial with like three different fires.
Yeah.
And then there's a pot there that like doesn't tell you shit, but it feels like there's supposed to be things there. And I don't think they ever did anything with that, right?
That became a...
was that like an
that
arena
That became
thing?
A PvP arena, yeah.
Gotcha. Oh,
that was one of the PvP arenas.
Gotcha. I didn't know if that had something to do with like the pots here, but...
Super exciting. No, like what I assume, what a lot of people have been speculating is you walk back up to Moog's palace in that blood sort of palace. Moog is one of the bosses that would throw fire and blood at you. The guy sucked. He kidnapped Mikala. And they're kind of like stepsisters. Hey, stepbro, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mikala's always been...
Cousin.
Mikala was cursed with like always being a little child. Mikala has always like looked like a little baby. I don't know why they're so gigantic here, but I got to assume that something fucked up happened to Mikala. You walk up, kiss Mikala's hand, transported back to the past, maybe to the future. Who knows?
Yeah,
that's what a lot of the theories have been. That's how you're going to activate the DLC.
Mikala's
in that big egg.
I saw some tweet. I forget if it was from Miyazaki, but it was like new era, new like new stuff. And I was like, okay.
I mean, you think a lot of a lot of the Dark Souls DLCs are dealing with like going to the past or going to the future. There's always like some massive weird time jump.
I get this is Noble that we love to reference on this show, right? He has a tweet that sums up some of the Eurogamer interview from Miyazaki. It's their largest expansion ever. Which again goes back to this is gonna be
to Elden Ring being the largest game ever, that they've ever tried.
The Bloodborne, the Old Hunters DLC, some of the best content in that game, but also very meaty as a DLC. I want to say I put in, I'm gonna say 10 hours, even though it might have been longer. I might have to look up the how long to beat on. It was definitely longer because of the fucking Orphan of Cause fight. But I gotta look up the how long to beat on that one. But like that right there felt like it could have been in like its own drop of a video game, right? And so if you're talking about Elden Ring by itself being an over 100 hour type experience. Yeah, like I'm thinking that you're gonna be spending a while in this thing. But yeah, largest expansion ever. George R. R. Martin didn't create something for the new DLC. It plays in a brand new era on a brand new map.
Oh my god.
Yeah. A little more, which I think that means like new open world, right? Which is fucking insane.
Yeah, I mean, what do we think? It's like half the size of the map, a quarter.
See, that'd be a lot.
So, chat was saying in some interview, it was mentioned slightly larger than Limgrave.
Okay.
Or around the size of Limgrave.
See, that's what I would expect.
Yeah, that's about a fourth.
When you think
maybe.
About how big the Elden Ring map is, even half of that would be like a... Just make another video game at that point. Like, just make a whole other thing. But yeah, I think if you're talking about a little bit bigger than Limgrave, then I think that makes sense.
Maybe not a fourth, but it's, you know, it's a little bit smaller.
Especially
than that,
if you take that size and then jam-pack it with like dungeons and encounters. And I think you could do a lot of good stuff with. It's not the size, Andy. It's how you use it.
Of course, we all know that.
The motion. And then a little more. Speaking of which, a little more seamlessly transition between world and dungeon.
That's what is cool.
More seamless transitions between world and dungeon.
Okay.
I hope that means that we're getting a bit more varied, because what are they called? Are they just called dungeons? The catacomb situation where you go underground.
Yeah. You fight through. Yeah, you get the catacombs.
Are they called catacombs?
The mining places and all that stuff.
Yeah. But I wonder if we're talking about more different types of those, like more variations of that kind of idea.
Well, when they say seamless transition, I'm expecting. It's as if like the original ones required like a lot of loading time or something, but they didn't.
You just walk in them.
Yeah, I don't really know what they mean by that.
I would think that like instead of every catacomb looking the same in terms of like aesthetic, maybe it is a bunch of different types of things where it doesn't feel like you're going into like this.
Okay.
It might feel like it is a different
kind dungeon of dungeon A, dungeon B.
You know, you have the boss fights where like you like go into like the circle. I don't know all the right terms.
Oh, the Everjails.
Yeah, the Everjails, the Evergals.
Gals, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it is like, oh, maybe we take those and maybe we. Instead of just like going up to the Everjail and then like hitting a thing and now you're transported to this thing, maybe it is we give those actual like in world, like you're going through a cave or opening a door.
Here's a path towards this.
Here's
area
a path towards it kind of thing. There's more to this noble tweet, right? Over 10 new boss fights, plenty of new weapons, equipments, and skills. I know with skills, we saw the dude doing like the kick combo, the fucking Liu
Kang. Yeah, what the hell is that?
Liu Kang kick combo.
That's some dexterity shit right there.
8 new weapon categories. Similar difficulty to Elden Ring's Similar difficulty to Elden Ring's Endgame / Melania.
Yeah, so like, man, watching this, you brought up a great point about wanting to fire this back up. I've been so badly wanting to do a no summons run because I haven't beaten Elden Ring without summons. Normally, whenever I play any Souls game, I never have summons. This game felt like it was so ingrained into the loop.
Yeah,
to bring up. You know, the little jellyfish that spits poison or whatever the hell. I've been wanting to do a no summons, no spirits run or whatever. But then I think like, man, I'll never be able to beat Melania.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a better man than me if you do that. Because like, I by the time I got to Melania, I was like, not only am I going to use summons, I'm going to find the mimic summon. Because I wasn't using like the mimic one.
Right.
I just spawned another you. And I'm going to level this guy all the way up. Because Melania deserved to get her ass jumped.
Yeah. So I do immediately think about the anxiety and fear going into a fight like that. And if we're going to get similar difficulty.
But it has to be coming off of your end game character already if they're going to do that. You know?
Yeah, I guess
we're
so.
Going to open up the game and it's going to be the same character. But yeah, it will be you're going to have to get your feet wet again, right? Like you're going to have to like, you know, get the gears turning, get back into the flow of the game and hopefully it's designed that way, right? But
yeah,
I think.
Get the rivers of blood, get the fucking other ice, whatever.
I think you're describing my exact build. I fucking love the rivers of blood.
Yeah.
They also say DLC follows the story of Mikella, and then there's a new poison swamp, which is my least favorite
kind of
location in a video game.
There always has to be with a From game.
God.
Miyazaki lives near a poison swamp. I'm very, very certain of that. He has a little villa. There's just a bunch of like weird snakes and snails inside of this.
He just
big
looks
ass
outside
swamp.
For inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm looking through because a new article from IGN went up with a big interview, an exclusive interview.
Ooh.
With Miyazaki, where he's answering a lot of DLC questions for you. And I think this is Mitchell Saltzman. Yeah, this is Mitchell Saltzman, the homie. He says, can you set the stage for us with Shadow of the Erdtree? Where is it taking place? And can you speak kind of generally regarding what the story is going to be about? Miyazaki responds, first of all, the setting of Shadow of the Erdtree is a brand new land. It's a brand new map separate from the lands between. It is a land that is overshadowed by the particular Shadow of the Erdtree as opposed to the Erdtree in the lands between.
God, okay, goosebumps.
And it takes place again on an entirely separate, physically separate map. So it'll involve a warp of sorts to get there. In terms of setting and themes, it technically occupies the same space as the lands between, the same universe, but due to something story related that we won't reveal today, this has become physically disconnected, and you'll have to you'll travel to the Shadow of the Erdtree land as a separate place. So this land of shadow itself is a place the player will visit to walk in the steps of Mikella. Mikella is a key part of the story this time, perhaps as guessed by many players who saw the art that was released previously.
Oh yeah,
that is in fact Mikella, and it is he who traveled to the land of shadow, and it's the players who will be tracing his path and following his footsteps.
Oh shit!
Trying to see what he's going to do there. Another axis of the story is Queen Marika and what she did in the land of shadow. and what led Mikella to follow her there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so there's a setup for you. Sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm just starting to wonder, do we get another glimpse of Melania? Because Mikella is Melania's brother. Does Melania make another appearance?
It'd be so
ruin
fucked up
our
if she was
day?
Like, I'm not dead. You can't kill me. Now I'm twice as hard.
Yeah, I'm twice as difficult now. That sounds super fascinating. I love the idea of, I don't know why this feels like an investigative story, but like retracing the steps of Mikella in this shadow world.
I mean, that's a lot
world.
Of what FromSoft does, right? It is like, hey, let's tell a story that kind of already happened.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense to be like, all right, cool, we're going to follow his footsteps and learn every part of the story here with Mikella and figure out what's going on.
You're discovering all these things after the fact, yeah.
There's another one here where Mitchell's mentions. So you mentioned Mikella earlier, and that's a character that I know fans have had a lot of questions about. Is there anything specific you can tell us about the role this character will play in the DLC? And I know the trailer opens with a shot of Mog's boss arena with the hand hanging out of the cocoon. Will we learn about what Mog did to him? Miyazaki responds, yes. The cocoon and arm you saw at the beginning of the trailer, this is actually the point of entry to the Land of Shadow, where the player will enter to the DLC area, and this does have some relation to Mikella. And Mikella has, as we said, traveled to the Land of Shadow. He does have some motive and some objective there, which we don't want to give away too much. But essentially, the player will be following in those footsteps in the same way that they followed the blessings of from the Grace, the sites of Grace and the Lands Between. They'll be following in Mikella's footsteps, and these will guide them through the Land of Shadow and reveal that motivation to them. Yeah, there's a lot here in the IGN article that I urge people to go over and check out if you want to read a lot more details about the DLC. But yeah, I can't wait for this thing. This is an exciting time to live in. This is what I was thinking about this morning, right? Obviously, I don't want to get ahead of myself when it comes to Game of the Year talking all this shit. But this might be a rough year for people last year who was like, DLC can't be Game of the Year.
Yeah, no, for
this
sure.
This is going to be a rough year for y'all because, Elden Ring might be making waves in that way. We might be at the Game Awards talking about Elden Ring DLC as Game of the Year.
I think it's impossible to not assume that. We know From Software's track record. We know what they're capable of. We know that whenever a DLC comes out, it's better than a lot of other video games, period. And, you know, I it's always such a weird line. What is DLC?
Yeah, I mean,
Put DLC as a Game of the Year or whatever? But then I think of like, well, if we can nominate that one game that takes 4 hours to complete or 6 hours to complete, why not this 30-hour gigantic expansion, you know?
Yeah.
And we know the quality they bring. We know that there's going to be insane boss fights with awesome discoveries. Yeah, of course, it's, you know, natural to assume that this could be a Game of the Year contender.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments below, how hyped are you for Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree? Of course, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily, part 2 for February 21st, 2024. I've been Blessing. That's been Andy Cortez. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Bloodborne coming soon.